I will be doing my best in a few minutes to fix a misconception, to correct a misconception. This misconception basically is that the people of faith, they believe blindly. Faith means you have to adapt your faith, and they call it blind faith, iman a'ma. You can't prove faith through science. You can't support your faith with evidences. It's just something in the heart. This is a false and a big mistake. This is a false, a big mistake, nonsense, and it's not applicable in Islam. If others are facing this problem, this is their problem. In Islam, you have to be proud that we are Ummat Iqra. You know what does it mean, Ummat Iqra? We are the source of knowledge. The Quran is the source of knowledge. And Muslims invented most, they started the invention of most of the inventions today. But I will give you a simple example how you can prove part of what you depend on scientifically. It was part of my khutbah that I did it maybe 2 or 3 months here. Now, we believe in the Quran. Quran, we claim for those who do not believe in Islam that Quran is from Allah. They accuse us that no, it's just a book was written by a clever, genius Arab man, his name is Muhammad. I will give you a simple of what we call a common sense, scientific evidence to prove that this book, it's impossible to be but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is very short, but just a taste of how to talk about, you tell me as someone who reject this, what can you do with this? For example, the Quran contains about, out of 6,400 verses, about 1,000 verses, they talk about what we call in our daily now language, science, physics, geology, chemistry. Simply quick examples. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received in the Quran the verse where Allah talking about غُلِبَتُ الرُّومُ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ. There was a war between Persians and the Romans. The Persians conquered the Romans. Prophet ﷺ in the Quran says that the Romans will reconquer the Persians in بِضْعِ سِنِينَ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. We have two miracles now. The word بِضْعِ, it's between the number 3 and 9. After 7 years, the Romans, they reconquered the Persians. But the point is not here. The point, the text said, "Fi adna al-ard." The battle happened in what we know now as the Dead Sea in Jordan, my country, which is the lowest spot on earth, 400 meters below the sea level. How did Muhammad know, in what geological instruments Muhammad know that the Dead Sea in our language is the lowest spot on earth? This is geological discovery, and it needs high technology. That happened just few years ago. 1, 2. The development, the stages of development of the embryo of inside the womb of the woman. The Quran talks about nutfa, mudgha, علقة مخلقة غير مخلقة عظام لحم جلد. So I talk about the sperm, the dots, the flesh, the bones, that, etc. Who knew this unless just few decades ago, around 60s and the 20th century? Most of the people on earth, on top of them Europeans, they used to think that we are created just as full human beings but with very small size. So we start just to be maximizing in our size in the side of wombs of our mothers, which happened to be completely wrong. How did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know this? And the last example, Quran says, "Bala qadirina ala an ayahsabu al-insanu an lan najma'a 'idama bala qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana." Those who used to reject the resurrection, al-ba'th, coming to life after death, at the day of judgment. You know, Surah Yasin,
وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها.
Some people they used to make fun mockingly, you know, against Muhammad and the Quran. Hey Muhammad, does your Lord able to resurrect us? He was, you know, smashing the like the powder from the bones of the dead people. He said yes. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to those people. They say, Bala qadirina, it's not just we will recollect his bones, but we will reshape his fingerprints. How did Muhammad know that? The thing, why the challenge with fingerprint? When did we discover that this fingerprint is a unique identity and there is no two identical people on earth from the billions, you know, like each other? How did Muhammad know? How did Muhammad know? And the last one. When Allah was talking about those who disbelieve in Allah and they reject the faith and Iman, He resembles them, شبههم. قال ك اللهم صل على محمد كمن يصع ذكر الآية يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. Allah is giving the example of the one who disbelieve in Allah, that he is like the person who is finding difficulty in his breathing when he is ascending in the layers of the atmosphere. We know now, because of the science, that when you go up, oxygen will be less. It will not disappear immediately. But once you are ascending, every few hundreds of meters, the breathing will be what? Much more difficult. Till you reach to a level, there is no oxygen and you can't live. It takes thousands of feet. Look to the amazing, amazing example. He say, كَأَنَّمَا يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. It's exactly like the sound of like this. The Quran text is telling you, do we find this or not? What's the first thing they ask us in an aeroplane when any problem happens? Oxygen? Mask. Immediately, if you don't do it, you lose your conscience. How did Muhammad know that? I give you four examples out of 1,000. So don't ever accept for yourself or from anyone to tell you there is no scientific evidence that this book is from Allah. By the way, this book is the source of your Iman and my Iman. So please, let's spare from our time to read about this great Quran and the knowledge inside this Quran. Assalamu alaikum, salamu alaikum.